This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Yesterday, during a press conference at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale, Foundation for the Mid-South announced the launch of its online campaign to recognize community do-gooders. The program was established to give Mid-Southerners the voice to decide how to fund and what to fund, with up to $300,000 of grants within their communities and states. The organization's president, Ivy Allen, explained that this is the foundation's way of celebrating its 20th anniversary.
The foundation is celebrating its 20th year in existence, and one of the things that we wanted to do was really recognize the good deeds that are going on in the various communities around the three states of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, which is where we serve. So we came up with the idea of let's have folks nominate do-gooders, individuals, and organizations. As an institution, we cannot make donations to individuals, so those individuals that are selected will select an organization at which they would like the grant to go to. But it's really to just recognize the good deeds that are going on around these three states. And so for us, instead of having a 20th anniversary gala, it's a way of saying, let's let you know about folks, individuals, institutions that are doing things every day that we may or may not know about, and they may be right in our backyard.
Foundation for the Mid-South has worked to improve lives in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi for the last two decades. Since its creation, the foundation has been instrumental in leveraging more than $750 million to increase social and economic opportunity in the region. To participate in this new program, anyone can nominate a person or organization they believe is doing good in their community. The nominator must describe in 500 words or less why the group or individual should be awarded one of these grants. Allen says the nominated party must fit into one of the foundation's four priority areas.
The requirements are we have four priority areas that we focus on: education, health and wellness, asset building, and community development. And so in the spirit of folks that are doing work in those areas similar to the things that we already support, that's really the baseline of the requirement. Other than that, I'm sure it'll be lots of things that will fit within the confines of that area, but that's what we're trying to do is celebrate folks in those areas.
Nominations will be accepted on the Foundation's new interactive website until September 17th. After a committee narrows down the results, the public will be able to vote for the winners.
The first part of it is for folks to nominate. They can self-nominate or someone can nominate them. There will be a selection committee that will narrow down the finalists, and then the public will vote for the winners. And so it'll all be electronic. So it's also our way of tying in new media to being able to recognize and celebrate the good works. And so, of course, there may be folks from the three states that may vote, but you probably have folks who know folks in Chicago and say, go to the website and vote for me. So we are looking forward to really be something about elevating not only the winners, but we're hoping to really showcase lots of different types of good deeds that occur.
To learn more about the program or to nominate a do-gooder, visit fndmidsouth.org.